Praise the Lord. God is good to us, yes?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, we're still looking at the subject of worship. Worship and holiness.
Amen.
And last week, I believe that we ended up sharing with them about Abraham and Isaac and what true worship was in their lives and what it meant to them. And how that he trusted and believed God beyond every measure and every thought and every doubt and fear. And he trusted God because he believed God had given him a promise.
Amen.
And he believed God was true to his word.
Yes.
And that promise was that Abraham would be a great nation. And he only had one true son, and that was Isaac. And so through Isaac would have to come that great nation.
Yes.
And so he believed God, that Isaac was the son of promise.
Amen.
And so therefore God said, me and the lad Isaac, we are going to worship God.
Yes.
We're going to offer him a sacrifice. We have the wood. We have the fire.
Yes.
And Abraham, as far as he was concerned, had the sacrifice.
Yes.
Isaac saw that you've got the wood, you've got the fire. Mm-hmm. But hang on, Dad. Where's the sacrifice? Wow. What do you tell your son? The Lord will provide. Lord will provide. And God always does provide. Praise his wonderful name. As Grace was telling you, she was sharing with our neighbour about the Lord Jesus. This week at the office I had a couple of visitors, two opportunities to share. Just share the word. These were already believers, but just share more of the word. So I think I must have spent one day preaching for about an hour. And then somebody else came to see me on Thursday. And we just shared the word, didn't we, together?
Amen.
And it was good. And just watching even Stephen's eyes light up and watch him grow.
Amen.
Such a wonderful opportunity.
Amen.
And it's all because of Jesus.
Amen.
And as we worship him and we get closer to him, as we worship him in spirit and in truth, we shall see the power of God moving in our lives in a mighty way.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise his wonderful name. We also said that last week that we don't have to go through a third party with our worship. We go direct to God. You don't have to be in this building. It is good to be together and to do together corporate worship of the Lord. But at the same time, when you are at home alone, well, you're not alone, at home with the Lord, because he said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you.
Amen.
So you never are you home alone.
No.
He's always there.
Amen.
You can talk to him at any point, at any time.
Yeah.
He's always there.
Amen.
None of us are ever alone. Praise his name. So we can go direct now to our Heavenly Father through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, through that sacrifice on the cross, which has opened the door, has made a way where there was no way.
Amen.
To enter into the presence of God. And now we go direct into the presence of God and worship him. And he ministers into our lives in such a wonderful way.
Thank you, Jesus.
So praise his wonderful name. What do we do in worship? Well, in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and verse 29. That's in the Old Testament, the book of 1 Chronicles, the first book of Chronicles, chapter 16, and verse 29. And it says, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Amen.
Bring an offering.
Amen.
And come before him. Worship the Lord in holy attire.
Wow.
That's powerful on itself. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. We have a duty to bring an offering and come before him. And in bringing our offering and coming before him, we worship the Lord in holy array. In glorious splendor, or we worship the Lord in holiness.
Amen.
He is a holy God. And so being a holy God, he's looking for a holy people.
Amen.
To worship him in the spirit of holiness.
Yes.
And so it is important. Holiness is not a word that is used very much these days.
Yes.
It's classed as being whole out. It's
yes.
classed as being out of date.
Yes.
God is not out of date.
Yes.
God does not have a sell-by date on him, by the way. Okay?
Yeah.
You go to the supermarkets and wherever you go, there's always a sell-by date on something, isn't there? God is not out of date. God will never be out of date. God is, he is the past, he's the present, and he's the future. So you can't get out of date. Glory to God. In fact, do you know something? This is off the subject, but I'll share this little revelation I had. I was sat over there whilst we were came to the table of the Lord and began to break bread. And the Lord reminded me of the time when he sat down 5,000 men, plus women and children, in groups of 50, and he said to his disciples, where's the bread? Where's the food? And Andrew, good namesake there, comes along and said, I found this young man. He's got 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then his faith began to wane a little bit. But he said, but it's not a lot for all these people, is it? Jesus said, okay. When Jesus blessed it, he began to break the bread and break the fish up into pieces. And he began to put them in baskets for the disciples. The disciples went out and fed all those people, didn't we? Now, we think that is a fantastic miracle, isn't it? There God is at work doing this, and this bread and this fish is feeding everyone. And in our minds, we stop there. God provided. And we stop there. And God simply just said to me today, he said, by the way, whilst the people were eating, and whilst they were breaking bread themselves, it was still multiplying.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. It had to happen like that because it says afterwards they went round and took up 12 baskets full
yeah.
of leftovers.
Yeah.
And it just blew me away while I sat there. It was multiplying. And as they carried the basket, it was multiplying in the basket. Every time somebody took it out and then they went to the next family that's seated, it had multiplied.
Mm. Amen.
I mean, being a disciple in them days, it would have been like, I'm absolutely extraordinary, beyond understanding, beyond comprehension. And then, and yet, whilst the people were sat in groups, in families, breaking the bread and the fish and giving it to each other, it was also still multiplying before them as individuals. And yet they deserted him, denied him, decried him, shouted, "Crucify him." They didn't really know how to worship him. They didn't understand. And so, remember this, you know, when God starts a miracle, when God starts a process in your life, it is ongoing. It is ongoing. And worship is ongoing. Worship is ongoing. We start to worship God and we move deeper and deeper into His presence. And as we move deeper into His presence, we see more of the mysteries and the wonders of God for our lives and for the lives of others. But it is through worship that these things will be revealed to you. It is through actually this connection with Jesus that you will see great things. See these people on that hillside that very day, as they were breaking bread with each other, Jesus wasn't sat at the side of them saying, you know, let it happen. He'd simply already prayed. And it was happening. It was ongoing.
Amen.
It didn't stop until all were filled, till all were satisfied.
Amen.
Then the disciples took up what remained. He's not only a God that provides for your needs. He's a God that provides, pressed down,
amen,
shaken together with an abundance.
Amen.
Praise His wonderful name.
Amen.
God does not just have enough. He has more than enough.
Amen.
He has an abundant supply.
Yeah.
Heaven, He's not broke. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The power of God is not running out. The Word of God tells me He, Jesus, is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And if Jesus isn't changing, neither is God.
Amen.
Because He is like the Father. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about your future. Concentrate on your relationship.
Praise God.
Concentrate on worshiping Him.
Amen.
We sang that worship song. Forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him. Worship Him. Have you noticed when you start to focus on yourself, you start to fret?
Yeah.
Your mind begins to attack.
Yeah.
Devil uses thoughts in your mind.
Yeah.
I think somebody said, you know what, earlier on, you know, oh, you have this aches and that aches. Oh, that could be so and so, couldn't it? Could be serious, couldn't it? And you begin to focus on those things. And then it creates a fear. Oh, what if I've got this? What if I've got that? And yet you've none of these.
No.
Nothing's been proved, but yet you begin to feel and to think like you're ill. And you're not. There's nothing wrong with you. There are stories where in the past the people have gone to the doctors. I don't know whether they dare do it these days. But they used to have people who would come along and they were constantly feeling ill of some sort. Always, there was always something wrong with them. Hypochondriac, that's the word I was looking for, thank you. Hypochondriac, always needed a pill of something. The doctor got wise to this one time, he started giving them chalk pills. Come back next week, let me know how you feel. This is a new pill that's just come out. Came back next week. Oh, doctor, those pills are wonderful. I feel absolutely wonderful. Can I have some more of them? He said, yeah, sure you can. It was chalk tablets. You see, the mind is quite powerful. But when we will allow ourselves to have our mind focused on God. Guard your mind. The Word of God says, guard your mind. One way that helps you guard your mind is to worship God, to focus on Him.
Amen.
See, the devil does not want you to focus on God. The devil does not want you to worship God because the devil wants the worship of God for himself. Grace and I were looking at Ezekiel the other day, where it talks about Satan, how he was dressed in such beauty, and there was jewels that were pressed and formed into his body and encapsulated in gold. Many of these jewels were represented in the high priest's garments that we shall be looking at in the next few weeks. And Satan had all of these. He was Lucifer there. He was the angel of light. He was there to bring worship. And when God's light was upon him, he reflected, and the glory of God reflected back to God. He was there to lead worship in adoration of God. He was a fantastic, beautiful being. An angelic being. And, you know, don't think of these chubby little fat cherubs that you see on it as ornaments or on pictures where you're thinking, wow, how powerful that's going to be, yeah? You know, that little chubby little thing, you know, totally, just about totally naked, looking like a little baby with wings. That's what God's talking about. Awesomeness and powerful. Fearful. You would tremble when an angel came in. And each and every one of you has an angel that looks like you. Looking after you. Caring for you. Always there, ready for you. He's no tiny little cherub that sits on your shoulder. He stands above you. To protect you and to guard you and to be there for you. At the command of God and at your command. Ministering spirits is an angel sent to minister to the heirs, that's you and me, of salvation. They've got a job to do. Look after you. Minister to you. I thank God I've got an angel. Now and again he has a bit of a lot of work to do at times.
Amen.
Get yourselves in situations and then you think, oh, here we go again. Got to get him out again. But they do. Ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. To you and to me. Are you an heir of salvation?
Yeah.
Praise God. Look at somebody and say, I'm an heir of salvation.
I'm an heir of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And when we confess these things, these confessions rise up into heaven, into the presence of God. You see, what we speak is powerful.
Yeah.
What we sing is powerful.
Yeah.
It changes the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It changes what is going on around us. You can do it by praying, you can do it by worshipping, you can do it by singing worship songs.
Yeah.
And just coming into His presence And you know, when there is an oppression that comes against your life, begin to worship God. And as you worship God, there's nothing can stand in the way of the presence of God coming in. You see, it's light. And if there's a dark presence seeking to come over you when the presence of God comes, that darkness has to be driven away because He is light. Behold, I am the light of the world. He didn't say, behold, I am darkness. Did He?
No.
Behold, I am the light of the world. He's your light. He's my light. The more that we move into His presence, the more that we will see of His light, the more we will see of His very presence in our lives. But we have to learn to treat this worship as something that is very personal, very intimate. It is something that we have to learn to do, and we have to practice it. To practice going into His presence and worshipping, honouring God for who He is, for what He's done for you. Every one of us at some stage in our lives, we can say that God has touched us, He's moved in our lives in a powerful way, He's changed circumstances, He's protected us, He's delivered us from difficult situations, He's healed us, He's done so many, many things. Surely He is due worship and honour. But at the same time, we don't worship because of what we expect to receive from Him. We worship because of what we've already got.
Amen.
Problem is, I don't think people understand what they've got.
No.
So they don't worship Him. Because they're always looking for something to be given to them when we've already got it.
Yeah.
You are the healed.
Amen.
You are the forgiven.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
You're not going to be forgiven. You're not going to be healed. You're not going to be saved. You are already saved.
Amen. Amen.
You're not going to be one of the sons of God. You are a son of God.
Amen.
You're not going to maybe one day live in heaven. You're actually living now in eternity.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
We have it already.
Yes.
But you see, we look through the eyes of the flesh. And we don't see it, do we?
No.
We look through the eyes of the flesh. And we see our aches and our pains. You get up on a morning, you look in the mirror. And you think, dear Lord, what happened? Must have had a bad night. Tumble out of bed and you think, oh dear. Grace must have kicked me in the night. Yeah, beat me up during the night. Whatever. And we forget who we are. We forget what we have. We've got it.
Yeah.
We go on feelings. And so often we go on what we see with our natural eyes. And we forget that God has given us the ability to see with supernatural eyes, through the eye of faith.
Yeah.
Looking to Him, the author and finisher. He's finishing our faith, not you. He's working it within us, and His promise is already given to us. The deed's signed. Your accommodation. Your place in heaven. He's signed and sealed by the blood of Jesus. It's a done deal. If we will start to see this,
yeah,
I think we might get into some form of real worship.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Because He's done it. I've got this. It's mine already. It's mine.
Yeah.
I don't have to try to get it.
You've got it.
I already have it.
Yeah.
Wow. All things are mine in Christ Jesus. We do, yeah. You see, we do. We move into the sense realm so much. It's where we, some of us have been brought up. And, but we, the Bible says we are the healed.
And the
word tells us that in James, and that's written to the early Christians, call for the elders of the church. That their faith will encourage your faith.
Amen.
To believe that you are the healed.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Worship Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, hallelujah.
Wow.
God's said that you are to be a holy people, a royal priesthood. A holy nation to God. Not to anybody else, but a royal priesthood and a holy nation to God.
Amen.
That is what you are part of. That is what God has called you into. That is what Jesus' blood has saved you for.
Amen.
To be a holy nation. And the nation of priesthood was to worship God, to honor God, and always, always pointing the people to the Lord. Always pointing the people to the Lord.
Yeah.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Amen.
Always pointing the people to the Lord, not to themselves. Seek God.
Amen.
Worship God.
Amen.
Honor God. Exalt the name of God. Praise His name. Give thanks to His name. And everything will be fine.
Amen.
Psalm 138. Not in my notes, but I've just put it in. In my Bible, it has a title. It's called Thanksgiving for the Lord's Favor.
Amen.
Thanksgiving for the Lord's Favor. Mm. David starts off this song, this psalm. I will give thanks with all of my heart.
Amen.
I will sing praise to thee before the gods.
Yeah.
I will bow down towards thy holy temple.
Amen.
And give thanks to thy name. For thy loving kindness and thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word according to all thy name.
Amen.
On the day I called, thou didst answer me. Thou didst make me bold with strength in my soul. Hallelujah. God is making you bold. Making you bold with strength in your soul. Verse 4, all the kings of the earth will give thanks to thee, O Lord, when they have heard the words of thy mouth. And they will sing of thy ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly. See, God's looking for you. His eye is upon you. But the haughty, God knows them only from a distance. He only knows them from afar, it says in my translation.
Yeah. Wow.
Those that say, see me, I'm a Christian, you know, and they go around being haughty and, you've not yet got there yet, John, I'm sorry, but, you know, when you catch hold of a few more things, you know. No. David says, He regards the lowly. But the haughty, the braggers, the boasters. He only knows them from a far distance. See, many people won't say, look at me. Just look what I've done for God. Really? Who gave you your strength? Who gave you the wisdom of the word? Who gave you the anointing? You didn't do anything on your own. On your own, you were an absolute mess.
Yeah.
On your own, you were actually heading for hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that? What's that sled that they ride on down the... What's it called? Not the toboggan one, the other one. Aye, that way there's no control. You know, they just lay head first and... Skeleton Bob. And all you do is you stand at the top and you push it as hard as you can, as fast as you can, and then dive on the thing and go down as fast as you can. No brakes, no steering, only you on it. Of course, our English young lady won it. What was it, about 80-odd mile an hour? Going down this ice slope, round corners, whizzing round and that. Wow. So, you know, just basically out of control. Some came off, had accidents. Here we are. That's what most Christians are like if they're not careful. Think they're doing it all on their own. They're going down at neck-breaking speed. No brakes, no control. Trying to make it to the bottom. Unless God intervenes, we could be off in a mess. We do what we do because of what God has given to us, what God has blessed us with, what God has given to us to use for His praise and His glory. And we give it so that as we give it in worship. Verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble.
Yeah.
Anybody felt like that?
Yeah.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see? That's what he says. Thou wilt revive me. Thou wilt strengthen me, encourage me and help me.
Yeah.
Even when there's trouble around. Thou wilt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand, it will save me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. What concerns you?
Yes.
What is your life going to be all about?
Yes.
Well, it says the Lord is concerned about it.
Amen.
Lord will accomplish what concerns me, and thy loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting.
Amen.
It's everlasting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do not forsake the works of thy hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here we have that David is rejoicing and seeing what God is doing in his life. He's giving thanks because of the favor that he has in his life from God.
Yeah.
But he has that for one reason. And that reason is he's moved into worship, he's moved into relationship.
Yeah.
He's spending time with God and God is spending time with him. And God is seeing the, and sorry, David is seeing the hand of God revealed to him through worship. David was a success because he learned to worship God. And David learned to worship God on his own. He just had a few sheep around him. And most of them, when he was worshipping the Lord on an evening time, were all sat, snuggled up, chewing the cud. Jaws just, all he could hear all night, just chewing away. And he entered into the presence of God. and he worshipped the Lord. God revealed himself to him. It is so important for you and I to realize that God wants to reveal himself to us. Psalm 29 and verse 2. A great psalm. It's well worth reading all, actually. Ascribe to the Lord. That's what it starts off with. Ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in holy attire, in holy array. Worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You see, the priesthood was given garments to that they had to use when they were worshipping in the presence of God. And we ourselves are given garments, holy garments, to worship in the presence of God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit, that we might worship God in spirit and in truth. So often the worship side of a person's life can be just purely motivated for selfish things. But it is about a motivation for worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And as we worship him in spirit and in truth, we'll begin to know his presence and his power coming in our lives. And so it has to be a thing of true worship. What has God done for you? Sometimes it is good to count what God has done. And then suddenly it begins to lead you to that point where you say, I just got to give him thanks for that. Just got to worship him. Because where would I be right now? Where would I be? Where would you be if it wasn't for God? Some people yet who don't know him close enough to be able to answer those sort of questions, to understand where they would be. But we need to begin to worship him in the spirit of holiness and truth and begin to give him thanks. And as we begin to thank him, we begin to learn to worship and to exalt his holy name. So I just want to encourage you. Just start that process, worshipping him, giving thanks to him, trusting him for all that he's done for you. And the process is ongoing. It's not just stopped. You didn't get saved, and in some people, yeah, they do. They get saved and that's it. It's the process stops. But it's not stopped.
No.
It is an ongoing process.
Amen.
And I can say, standing from here, looking at you guys, I have seen the process.
Amen.
Ongoing.
Amen.
I've seen the miracle.
Thank you,
of the increase of the fish and the bread.
Yeah.
Ongoing.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Sometimes you don't. You don't see it. But others looking from the outside, looking into you, think, wow, what a change. Look how God is, how the work of God is ongoing in that person's life. How the presence of God is with them. How the Spirit of God is upon them, constantly working on them, forming them, bringing forth miracle after miracle after miracle. Surely that is something to worship God for. That is something to give him thanks for. That is something to praise his wonderful name for. Amen?
Amen.
As we do that, we'll see the power of God coming into our lives in a greater way. The blessing of God moving through our lives. And I believe that we as a body of believers will move deeper into a place of worship. And I believe that as believers we will come to a point where we shall see the very presence of God. We shall see something of the Shekinah glory of God that even Moses saw.
Yeah.
I believe that. Because I believe God wants to reveal himself to each and every one of us. I believe God wants us to touch the throne room. I believe that God wants us to touch his very presence. That's why he saved you. That's why he healed you. That's why he's delivered you. That's why he's still with you today. And forever. And forever. Amen. Praise God. Well, we'll continue later on. But keep worshiping God. Pressing in. Pressing in. We've not arrived at the place where God wants us to be. We're in process.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But there is an increase constantly coming.
Yeah.
Because God is a God of increase. Spiritual increase is there for us as well. So let us grow spiritually in God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.